Mr. Lister, Reel 11, you were saying that in this wood a truck had disappeared. Did you ever have any idea what had happened or who'd done it? Or? What do you remember of the Tiana crossing? Well, did you come under much artillery fire during your duties in this period? What was it like? I mean, you know. Why?
Thank you. something big comes to mind, and you say, "Who is that?"
What about things like mortifier and Nebelwerfers? In what way? So it was the heavier the shells that came without warning, the 88s. That's what you least like then. Now the next thing was when you went to the Camino area, this part of the Garigliano campaign. That's where you're on Bear Arse Spur and Cockeroos' Spur and all that. What do you remember about that? That's the bit you mentioned earlier, is it? Where you were basically watching, or? And are there any specific interest incidents you remember? No particular incidents at all in that. That was in the sort of December time.
Yeah.
And what's the next thing you remember? After Christmas, I think, in January, you went up to Mount Maggiore. What did you call it? Now, Do you remember anything else about the period before you left? Because you left Italy in February. Anything else that comes to mind? We went to the Middle East in February. What would you do in your rest periods when you were out of the line? Were letters very important to you, writing them and getting them perhaps?
Not me. Really, I always like it.
Who would you get them from? And who would you write to? What about parcels? Would you get any parcels? What would he put in them? It's all right. Were you smoking a lot at the time? Why were they dreaded? They were the worst, were they? What were the best? And you smoked, chain smoked, did you? Or? Did you reckon it helped your nerves or? What about drink? Did you get a rum ration?
Really bad.
Did you like wine? You wouldn't be used to it. Was there much drunkenness? When you're at rest, though. What about women? Were you warned off the local women or? So the next thing would be the trip to the Middle East then, I presume. You went on the Sobieski at the end of February, 40. Do you remember anything about the trip? How come he'd changed that? Was he Jewish? A refugee? Don't suppose you remember his name, do you? In between the wars. Were you pleased to be leaving Italy? Now you landed at Port Said, I think.
Yeah.
And went to Kasim camp.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that period before you went on to Tel Aviv?
Okay.
In what way? Torahs. So you had more time for them. You went up to a camp at Kfar Yonah, that's by Tel Aviv. And do you remember much about that camp? It was what they. There's supposed to be some trouble in Tel Aviv, and you were helping the police. Do you remember that? What sort of trouble was there? Would you do that? Would you be driving the 100, the truck, or were you one of the?
Well, I was one of the trucks. The MT turn.
Even the MT section.
Thank you.
Did you ever come into contact with either of the gangs, the Stern gang or the Kudos?
Yes.
Did you understand what was going on? The, you know, the Arabs, the various Jewish groups, that sort of thing. Did you have any sympathies with one side or the other at the time? What would you do on the patrols? You'd go out with a truck, and what would you do? And would you search houses? What did you think of the Palestine police? Because they were mostly British. You thought they were all right? Any other instance you remember at Tel Aviv?
No.